While European NATO allies have focused on arming Ukraine against Russia, they've neglected their own vulnerabilities closer to home. Until, that is, vast quantities of methane gas began bubbling to the surface off the coast of Denmark and Sweden in the Baltic Sea last week. Underwater explosions caused damage to both Nord Stream pipelines built to supply Russian gas to Europe. NATO called it sabotage, and despite a lack of hard evidence pointing to Russian involvement, the alliance has warned that it will respond to an attack on allies' key infrastructure. And there is real concern that the next target could be Norway, now Europe's main gas supplier in Russia's place. Prime Minister Jonas Gahr Støre has confirmed reports of unidentified drones sighted over key energy installations.
When Russia is running out of options, as they are, so what could they do? And to my mind, going after the energy infrastructure is one of the things they could do.
At Norway's Museum of Resistance, appropriately enough, we meet defence expert Sven Holtsmark. He's spent years studying Soviet and then Russian strategic behaviour.
Russia is left with basically one semi-political weapon, and that is the export of gas to Europe, which has been severely restricted. So it gives a signal that, okay, if you continue supporting Ukraine as you do, well, we have the options to actually cut your gas supplies from Norway.
If indeed it was sabotage by Russia that disabled the Nord Stream pipelines, and that may never be proven, of course, it would be a classic act of hybrid warfare designed to damage critical infrastructure with maximum deniability and limiting, therefore, any direct response. Norway is preparing for what may come next, deploying its military, including F-35 fighter patrols, to protect oil and gas installations. Denmark, Sweden and Finland are also increasing surveillance. But NATO allies will know that such hybrid measures are many and varied, with potential targets including not just oil and gas infrastructure, but also computer systems, electricity grids, and thousands of kilometres of undersea internet cables. They can't possibly protect it all. Jonah Hull, Al Jazeera, Oslo.